Welcome to another edition of the Sure Word Ministries radio broadcast with Donna Kaczynski. Donna is always glad to hear from her listeners. Our email address is swmradio@yahoo.com, or you may write Sure Word Ministries at Post Office Box 383, Litchfield, Illinois, 62056, USA. Now here's Donna.
I'm so thankful you tuned into the program today. Don't change the station. I have a message that could change your life for all eternity. We're going to continue with part three of the message entitled Truth for a Postmodern Generation on today's radio program. This is a very timely word, and I pray that this message is going to go straight to your heart, bringing the truth that will set you free. So listen carefully now as I share part three of this powerful message.
There are so many Christians today who are involved in Christian yoga. I'm telling you, that's deception. Yoga comes from Hinduism, Eastern religions. And when you study and watch that DVD, and you see the power of the serpent in that, in what you do when you do the Kundalini yoga and all these different things, it'll blow your mind. And some people say, well, we do Christian yoga. You know, and we say, Jesus, when we do a demonic breathe-in. Well, what Jesus are you calling on? And even if you're calling on the right Jesus, you're opening up yourself to demons. Some people don't believe all this stuff, but I'm going to tell you something. If you'll get that DVD, it's called Yoga Uncoiled by Carol Matriciana. It is an awesome eye-opener of what yoga actually does. There is no such thing as Christian yoga, dear friends. Yoga is demonic, and it's not of God. There's another satanic spirit involved in all of that, and you need to understand it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Turn with me to Jude. We'll look at verse 3. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. Now you have to understand something here in this particular verse of Scripture. Jude said, I wanted to write you concerning our common salvation. When he started writing this letter, that's what he was intending to write about. But the direction of the Holy Ghost totally switched things. And he said, I wanted to write to you about this, but now all of a sudden I find it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith. Say the faith.
The faith.
It doesn't say many faiths. It says the faith. It's talking about the one true faith. You got to contend for it. That word contend means you got to fight for faith. You've got to fight that good fight, as Paul said. Paul, when he was getting ready to leave this world, he told Timothy, he said, dear son Timothy, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. He had fought. What kind of a fight was he talking about there? In 1 Timothy 6:12, Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. He was talking, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I've contended for the faith. I fought for the faith that the forefathers had given unto me, and I've given unto you, dear son Timothy. You've got to learn how to do the same thing. I contended for the faith. I fought a good fight. Now you've got to do the same, because there's going to be wolves dressed in sheep's clothing that are going to come into your church, Timothy, in the city of Ephesus there, and they're going to raise their hands, and they're going to say, Shondai Robai, fix your bow tie, and they're going to worship God just like you do on the outside. They're going to look like a sheep. They're going to talk like a sheep, but they're really wolves in sheep's clothing. In other words, they're deceivers who will come in your midst. Say, they will come in our midst. And friend, people can fool you when you look at the outward appearance of man or woman. They can fool you. They can talk the talk of Christianity. Many New Agers have just as much Christianese as we do. It just means something different for them than it does for us. And the only way we're going to know people when they come into our midst, when they come into our churches and speak in demonic tongues and all these things, the only way we're going to be able to know them is by the Spirit of the living God. And if we don't know people by the Spirit, and if we don't learn, my God, how to discern somebody by the Spirit of God that's within us, we will be deceived. We get all caught up with outward appearance of man, and man talking a good talk and yet living in sin. They can say all the right things. They can play all the right songs, but their heart is far from God. But they'll put on a good show on Sunday morning. We've got to know them by the Spirit. And when we know them by the Spirit, we'll be able to look in their spirit and we'll be able to say, I know what spirit you're of. Are you understanding this woman tonight?
Yes.
The other thing I want to bring out in verse 3 of Jude, contending earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. That faith has already been delivered to those of us who really know God, who really know Jesus Christ. And those who came before us paid a great price for what we have today. We ought to thank God for our forefathers. We ought to thank God for the apostles. You know, some of the things of the emerging church, they got this big deal now where they want to go back and they want to study the 3rd century monks. Some of those 3rd century monks were tapped into Eastern religion and Buddhism and demonic spirits. Oh, so we want to go study them so we can bring all of that stupid demonic stuff into our church. That's what the emerging church is doing. We're going back and we're pulling out, studying all the mystics and doing what the mystics did and tapping into the demonic realm that the mystics tapped into. And we're calling that having an experience with God. It might be the God of this age, but it's not Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'm going to start reading at verse 1. It says, now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to Him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in your mind. How many of you are being shaken in your mind? Come on, somebody. The devil's coming. He's shaking you up. Not to be so soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. It says, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things, and now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Who do you think the restrainer is? Who is restraining that lawless one, the Antichrist? I believe it's the body of Christ, who has the Holy Spirit living on the inside of them. And once we're raptured and taken out of the way, this place is going to be a hellhole. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume, woo, hallelujah, with the breath of his mouth, and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power. How much power? With all power, signs and lying wonders. What's that talking about? That's talking about miracles, signs and wonders. You know, I was trying to sell a couple of books on eBay, and I had some tapes I was selling on eBay, and it was really funny to me. Well, it wasn't funny. It was interesting to me that the things that sold were all the signs and wonders things. The miracle signs and wonders tapes, those sold like hotcakes. I had a book on truth, it didn't sell. I had a book on evangelism and how to reach the lost, which is one of the number one commandments of God. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing everyone in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That didn't sell either. I said, man, something is wrong. Everybody's really caught up into miracles, signs, and wonders. And we want, you know, to be caught up in the feelings of when the glory comes. And we want to get caught up into experiencing God in His manifest presence and His glory. We really get into that. And there's times when that happens. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if that's all you seek after, your Christianity is out of balance. There's something seriously wrong. Because above signs and wonders, which should be happening on an everyday basis, it should be a normal thing for the church to walk in. I said it should be normal for the church to just walk in that, to where you're not seeking that, you just do it. That is the way it is supposed to be. But when you forget about reaching the lost and the dying of the world, which is one of the greatest commandments of all that Jesus ever gave, something is wrong with your Christianity. And if you're accepting every wind of doctrine that's blowing in your church, in your city, and in this nation, without judging that with the Word of God, and then choosing to take what the Word of God says over the wind of doctrine that you would like to receive unto yourself, something is wrong with your Christianity if you're being blown by every wind of doctrine. Are you with me tonight? The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. You know, Satan does miracles too. Come on, somebody. I said Satan does miracles through people too. There's even demonic tongues. That's why people can fool you when they come into your church. They lay hands on the sick and people be healed. You need to be able to discern by the Spirit what spirit thereof. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth. I'm going to read that again. Because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved.
We're going to have to stop right here on today's radio program, and we're going to continue with part 4 of the message entitled Truth for a Postmodern Generation on next week's program. Please be sure to tune back in to hear the continuation of this powerful message. I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If you're ready to make a commitment to serve Jesus Christ for the rest of your life, I invite you to pray this prayer with me right now. Lord Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner. I've sinned against you. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I accept the truth that you were crucified on a cross at Calvary to pay the penalty for my sins. I receive the finished work of the cross, and I ask you, Lord Jesus, to save me and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to live my life for you from this day forth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Dear friend, praying this prayer is only the beginning of your new life in Jesus Christ. You need to get a Bible and begin to read the truth of God's Word on a daily basis, because the truth will set you free. If you can help support this ministry with a financial gift of any amount, you may do so online at the website, or you can send your donations through regular postal mail. My announcer is going to come in just a moment to give you my address and website information. I pray you've enjoyed the broadcast today. May the Lord bless you, cause you to be a blessing. May He transform you from the inside out and cause your life to be a life worth living. Have a great day in the Lord.
Thank you for listening to another Sure Word Ministries radio broadcast with Donna Kaczynski. To learn more about Sure Word Ministries, visit our website at surewordministries.net. You may email Donna at swmradio@yahoo.com or write her at Sure Word Ministries, Post Office Box 383, Litchfield, Illinois, 62056, USA. Join us again at this same time for another edition of the Sure Word Ministries radio broadcast with Donna Kaczynski.